Now is the time of year young Australians are thinking, what do I do now? High school is finished, the choice between trades, work, extra studies on the mind. But with so much information out there, with statistics saying that students from rural and regional New South Wales who take that year off, they often don't return to study or trade or whatever the job they were wanting to do. And there's something new to help you or your school leaver out. To tell you about it, Juliet Peterson is here. She's the acting CEO of the Country Education Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
Oh, I feel like it's very confusing this time of year. Just how confusing can it be?
Oh, it's extremely overwhelming for kids, for year 12 students when they leave school. There's, as you say, the world is their oyster, and it's an overwhelming sense of anxiety when they're faced with the multitude of decisions to make, and to or not to take a gap year is one of those greatest decisions.
Is it often clear, like, where to find that information and sort through your thoughts?
Well, not until now, no. it's sort of, as I said, it's overwhelming, when they're speaking with universities and suggestions, and they're hearing, family members making suggestions for them, and when it's really that they're not knowing what it is they want to do, I guess it's there's no real one answer for every child.
Yeah.
And I guess they need to really determine what it is, what their challenges are, and look at how they can sort of overcome those when deciding whether to take that year.
It is such a lot to ask a 17, 18-year-old, like, hey, mate, what do you want to do for the rest of your life after we've been telling you what to do for the last 13 years?
Yeah, absolutely. and I think, Kaya, that's the truth of it, that 17 and 18-year-olds aren't expected to have an answer at that point in time. And whether a gap year will provide that answer or not, or going to university, the indecision is possibly always going to be there, and there's nothing wrong with sort of exploring options for, what they can do at university. And also, if they go to university and end up changing course, that's okay too. So I think that's a really important takeaway for students listening, for Year 12 students listening, is that they're not expected to have the answers at this point in time.
Yeah. How popular these days is the idea of taking a gap year?
It's still really, really popular. 40% of regional students with an ATAR of over 75% aren't going straight to university, and they're less likely to take that step to university the longer the time is that they take off.
Yeah.
Even after 5 years of finishing school, many qualified students had not transitioned to university, with only 5 to 6% who take the gap year actually making the transition. So, yeah, it's a considerable number.
Yeah. What?
And we also know that students from rural and regional areas are less likely the metropolitan counterparts to head to further education after school.
Yeah, why do we see that? Why do we see that sometimes, especially for kids from outside the cities, that we do see them not returning to what their plans were?
Yeah. Well, two of the major factors are money. 60% of rural and regional kids have to leave family and social networks in order to study. So the costs incurred in having to move away is considerable, and they just don't have access to the funds. Many of them just don't have access to the funds to allow that transition immediately after school, that they need to take some time off to earn money. Also the anxiety over leaving family and relationships, because so many of them need to move. It's just sort of, at the time, taking a little bit longer to make that decision just seems to be a better choice for some people.
Yeah.
Mm.
Does it always have to be a year off between study? Can sometimes kids be having a bit of a gap year before they decide what work they want to do or what trade they want to do? We often do think about it between school and uni, but is it bigger than that these days, a gap year?
Well, for many, it absolutely can be. Yeah. I mean, it can be as little as the university semesters and trimesters. They can take students in mid-year. So it can be as little as 6 months, taking just that little bit of extra time, but it can be, as I said, it can be 5 years and much, much longer for some. Mm. So, and I guess this resource is what we're wanting to ensure is that whatever time that those kids take off is a meaningful period. They need to set goals. Why are they taking this time off? Mm. Whether it's 6 months or 6 years, what is it? You know, the less time is better. But what do they hope to achieve in that period?
Juliet, let's give the good information now. What is this new resource that's been launched?
It's called the Gap Year Guide. It's designed to be a central place for students and their families and anybody needing the information to be able to access, you know, case studies, videos, profiles, checklists about what their challenges are. You know, that they can do a search and look at what their particular reason for challenge may be. Mm. And then sort of the resource assists them to sort of make the most informed decision. Everybody's different. They give sort of various outcomes. There's checklists and just hearing other people's stories. But the resource being in one central place, it's unbranded. You know, it's not any particular university sort of trying to encourage students to attend. It's all about just being a blanket information for the kids to get to.
Yeah, and I guess some good resources to have some family discussions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, yeah, as I said earlier, kids sort of look to all the people around them for ideas and suggestions and what might be best. And I guess it's hearing from different people, not just family. Mm. And then it's up to the individual to really take all this information and process it and work out what it is. As Jason said, he needed some life experience, some growing up and getting out of the city. So it's sort of, you know, making sure that what you need from your time off or your gap year, what are those goals and how are you going to achieve them, rather than it just being, you know, a meaningless doing it because everybody else is doing it. I guess that's what we're trying to make sure.
Yeah, and I guess that message as well, that it's okay to go straight in if that's what works for you. Like it's about what works for the individual.
Absolutely, absolutely. And interesting to hear, I think it was Sarah say that her first year of university was a gap year. And I guess she was able to sort of break down a few barriers there of what she did and didn't want to do. So, yeah, it's up to the individual the value of a gap year or not to take one. Mm.
The website that you can find this gap year guide is astar.tv/gap year. That's astar.tv/gap year. How do you hope that people use this resource, Juliet?
Well, I guess that they can, use it, share it, you know, there's, just reading. They can register there, watching episodes, videos, just finding what it is that sort of triggers their interest and talking about it with their friends, you know, yeah. other people who may be in similar situations. You know, you've got to go and check out this resource. This is really help you, and it's absolutely pertinent at this time of year, mm. Kaya, in there's decisions, you know, 4 years, 4 months ahead of them when these decisions are being made. This is the ultimate time to be sifting through the information there.
It's definitely something that I wish I had have had when I was leaving school, flicking through it absolutely. This morning. Juliet, great to hear about it this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kaya.
Juliet Peterson there, the acting CEO of the Country Education Foundation. If you want that link, even if you're not in this position now, maybe you can go and download some of the resources, start thinking about it, share it with your friends and family. It's astar.tv/gap year.